We live, we love, we serve. We live, we love, we serve. We are an ever-evolving community of visionaries. And today we're going to talk about dreamers. Mark 5, 25. Now there was a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years. She had endured much under many physicians and had spent all that she had, and she was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. For she said, "If I but touch his clothes, I will be made well." Immediately her hemorrhage stopped and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. Immediately aware that power had gone forth from him, Jesus turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said to him, "You see this crowd pressing in on you. How can you say, 'Who touched me?'" He looked all around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling, fell down before him and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." I love it. Come on, let's pray. God, thank you today. To God, on this day, we celebrate audacity, oh God. The audacity to dream. And then, oh God, we celebrate courage that makes those dreams manifest. God, thank you for enlivening us and igniting us with passion to pursue those dreams. God, thank you. Because the truth is, oh God, we are able to do what we are able to do because of your power running through us, your spirit shaping us, and your love guiding us. God, thank you. Thank you for just loving on us. And oh God, remind us that if we are grateful for your love, that the way we express gratitude is by giving and sharing that same love. So God, thank you for making us love warriors today. We love you, God. We honor you, Lord. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. Amen. I want to highlight verse 28 and then verse 34. 28 reads like this. For she said, "If I but touch his clothes, I will be made well." And then verse 34, he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." Amen. Amen. Just look at your neighbor and tell him, "Neighbor, manifest your dreams." Come on, tell your other neighbor. Tell him, "Neighbor, manifest your dreams." Now put your hands together and give the Lord a hand clap of praise on today. Manifest your dreams. I want to give some directives today that I think may be helpful as we seek to manifest those dreams that we have. Amen? Amen. The scripture says that this woman had been suffering for 12 years what seemed like an incurable condition. She was bleeding, and the bleeding had lasted for 12 years. It says that she had gone to doctors and tried all she could try, and nothing seemed to help. But not only did nothing help, her condition just seemingly got worse. 12 years of suffering and 12 years of discomfort, and more importantly, 12 years of being socially isolated from the people that she cared for and loved. Because the law in that day said that when women experienced that period of menstruation, that they were to isolate themselves from their families, because if their families came in contact with them, they would be viewed as ritually unclean. And so during that period, the women would now separate themselves from their family. And then when that menstruation cycle was over, they would then go through the ritual of cleansing. And then they would then connect and reconnect with their family. But this woman had no reconnection point. She had been a virtual outcast because of her condition for 12 long years. I'll say it again. She had tried everything that they knew to do. She had seen doctors and I'm sure tried all sorts of remedies and nothing helped. But here's what this woman did. She believed that her healing was possible. She had a dream that she would get better. This woman did not do what sometimes people do, which is surrender to their condition. She did not surrender to it. She believed that her healing was possible, and she was willing to do whatever it took, demonstrated by her willingness to see doctor after doctor. And then she one day heard that the Galilean carpenter was passing by. She decided in that very moment that if her dream of healing was going to come to pass, that she could at least take a chance, since she had tried everything else, take a chance and see if Jesus could heal her of her condition. I love that moment, that scene. She took a risk. She took a chance. After trying other things that did not work, she did not let go of her dream. I hope you hear that today. After seeing for 12 years, and somebody needs to hear this, for 12 years of seeing no healing, she did not surrender to the condition. She did not give up on the possibility that she would be made whole. She decided to take a chance with the carpenter. Now, somebody needs to hear that today, because I know, because I've experienced it in my own life, when you don't see dreams come to pass in a time and in a manner that you expected and hoped for, it is very easy to then give up on that dream and then think that maybe that dream wasn't meant for you. And sometimes what happens to some of us who are deeply discouraged because of the lack of fulfillment of a particular dream, we just stop dreaming. I'm here to remind somebody, don't get discouraged today just because the thing you want to see come to pass has not come to pass yet. The thing you desire to see in your life has not been made manifest yet. You got to get to a point in your life where you stay committed to the dreams that you are dreaming, committed to the goals you establish, committed to the aspirations, and do whatever it takes. You got to clarify and visualize your dreams. You got to see it coming to pass. Even if it's not being made manifest in your presence, you can't just have a dream and let it go. You have to see yourself walking in it. You got to see yourself living in it. You got to see yourself working in it. I learned a long time ago, sometimes you got to write it down, put it someplace where you can't avoid it, to constantly remind yourself that it is a dream that you have for you. And don't let the length of time to fulfill the dream make you give up on the dream, because there's some folk in here right now who can testify that they are living in the fulfillment of a dream they dreamt a long time ago, and it was a long time ago, and the length of time to see it made manifest did not stop them from believing in what was possible. Is there anybody in here today who can testify that you've seen some things come to pass in your life, some dreams, some hopes, some aspirations that you had to wait for a long time, but you realize that when that thing comes to pass, the years of waiting don't even seem long anymore because of the hope and the fulfillment and the manifestation of the dream that you held on tight. This woman suffered through for 12 years. She could have given up. She could have said this was her lot in life. She could have accepted the conditions, but something in her knew that she did not have to remain this way. Something in her compelled her to keep on trying to make her dream of healing be made manifest. That's a word for somebody here today. Don't let what seems like a long time make you think that the dream ain't gonna happen. You got to believe in your spirit. And I know it sounds churchy sometimes, but I learned it. If it's meant for you, it's meant for you. And time can't stop it. People can't stop it. Circumstances can't stop it. If it got your name on it and God sealed it in your heart, you got to hold on to it until it comes to pass. You got to let some people know that you ain't letting this one go, that you've seen what happens when you've let some things go, but you're going to hold on to this dream. She held on to it. And here's a good thing. Here's what you have to do. So one, I already said it. You got to clarify and visualize your dream. She had to see herself healed even while she was blind. bleeding. Oh God, she had to see herself better even though she was suffering. You have to clarify and visualize your dream, because it won't really be real for you until you can see yourself in it. That's the first thing you got to do. I hope you get it. I'm just going to give some directions today. Here's the next thing I learned. That when you have that clarifying vision of the dream for your life, here's a key part. I don't know if you're taking notes, but this might be a good one today. Align your actions with your intentions. Oh, gosh, that's the one I like. Align your actions with your intentions. You can't have a dream and don't align your actions connected to the desire for the dream, because a dream will always be an idea until you mobilize yourself and your resources and begin to do what? Move in the direction of your dream. She wanted to be healed, and she thought that maybe Jesus could help, but she did not stay where she had been relegated to. She made her way to the place that she thought would be the source of her healing. You ain't got that. She aligned her actions with her vision so that the vision might come to pass. You still ain't got that. You got a dream and you ain't doing nothing to contribute to the dream. You got a dream, but you're not working to see it come to pass. You're not taking the time. You're not doing the effort. You're not doing the research. You got a good dream, but until you align your actions with your intentions, don't have great expectations. I hope you get that today. Until you align your actions with your intentions, don't have an expectation. Because everybody can have a great idea, but everybody doesn't align their actions with their intentions. That's what she does. She presses her way. She makes her way. And there was one thing in her way. It was a crowd of people who were all trying to press. And she made a way. I've said this before, but I want to add two things to this. Here's what I said before in the past, and it's a powerful thing. If you never heard it, it's brand new. When I said the women were in that season, in that moment of menstruation, they had to be isolated because no one wanted to come in contact with them, Rashi, because you would then become, in the tradition and the law, unclean. So just imagine, everybody knew who this woman was. She had been suffering and bleeding for 12 years, disconnected. But the thing between her and her dream was the crowd. But can I tell you, sometimes the thing you think is working against you, the thing that's actually working for you. What do you mean? Because watch this. As she pressed her way, can you hear the people say, oh my God, that's her. And they got out of her way. You missed that. They started thinking to themselves, I don't want to get near her. And the more she walked towards Jesus, the more you didn't get that. The thing she thought was an issue was the very thing that made a way to her to get to the source. You got to get that. In other words, don't think the things that are working against you are going to stop you from getting and fulfilling the dream. They may be the very things that will do what? Work in your favor. All right. You ain't got that fully yet. All right. Let me give a little story and then I'm going to get back to this. Dr. Wallace, who myself and Reverend Alicia do empowering conversation with, he and I are best of friends. We've known each other for about 30 plus years. And every now and again, this is my golf buddy. We go on golf trips. One particular trip, we went to this place in Virginia, all right? And we were ambitious. Now, we both in our 50s, and we love golf. And we told ourselves that for 4 days, we was going to play golf every day. And it seemed achievable after day one. But after you played, you eventually had to go sleep and rest. Day two, I woke up. Back was stiff. Neck was hurt. Made my way. Day two, had a good time. And I said to him, I said, bruh, I'm going to see if this spa at the place is open. Watch this. I said, because the only way I can make the next 2 days, I need to get some release in my back. So now I book an appointment in the spa. You got to hear this. I book an appointment. Now, what was really bothering me, I've had issues right in that place, you know, from the back that leads down to the middle of your back, those muscles right there hurt. Now, I've had massages before, and most of the time they do good, but, you know, sometimes even with the deep tissue, they don't really get it. So I was like, I need somebody who can get to that spot. So I booked the appointment, and I gave me, you know, you go in the locker room and you change your clothes, put on your nice little robe, you go in a little lounge, you're sipping on tea, got the music playing, everything, the vibe is right. And then the woman came, this is real, she comes and she had a clipboard in her hand with my information. And she began to ask me, because I filled out what I needed, she said, okay. We walk into the room, now watch this, this was deep. She removed the clipboard, and Alicia, she had no left hand. Now, I said to myself, wait a minute. I said, and I ain't going to discriminate. This is real. But in my mind, I said, this is deep. I said, now, this sister has one hand and is getting ready to give me a massage. So as we're sitting there talking, and she comes back in the room, she started talking, we were talking, she ain't got to the space yet, she is talking, and she began to share with me a car accident she had 10 years prior, and she lost her hand. And she thought it would stop her because her dream was to be a masseuse. Oh, you ain't got this. And she thought if she lost that hand, she couldn't be a masseuse. But she learned that the portion that was left, oh God. She said what she learned is that what she could do with that portion, she could not get with the hand. And so she said, I see that your biggest point is that muscle right there. And she took the portion that was left and started getting. Y'all ain't caught that yet. And I'm going to tell you, it was the best massage I had had in a long time with someone who didn't look like she had everything she needed. But here's what I learned. You got to take what life gives you and learn to still chase your dream. She didn't let the loss of the hand stop her dream. She used what she had to become the benefit point. You ain't got to get that today. You got to hear that. In other words, you can't let any obstacle stop you from attending to the dream that has been placed in your spirit. No matter what obstacles show up, no matter what losses you may suffer, don't let the dream go. Tell somebody you got to push through this. No matter what it is, you got to push through in the face of every problem, in the face of every challenge. You got to push your way through. Don't even let the roadblocks stop you. Don't let the losses stop you. Keep on pushing. Oh God, to your dream. Tell somebody, push through. Push through. And then here's the piece, and I'm done. One, I already told you, clarify and visualize your dream. See yourself in it. Two, make sure you align your actions with your intentions. Right? Here's the last piece. You got to let your faith push you through. In other words, your faith ought to help you to persevere. Look at this. She makes her way through. And as she moves through the crowd, untouched. Oh God, I wish I had some more time than that today. That the very people who may have talked about her made a way for her. Oh God, now I understand. I said it before, but God keeps on helping me understand why God keeps some people around in my life. Even the people I don't like or the people who I think are problematic. Because here's what I've learned. God can use even your enemies to make a way for you if you ain't kept. Come on. Is there anybody in here today who can testify? You seen some of the same folk who tried to put you down have to then turn around and make a way for you? You seen folk who talk against your dream and the benefiting from your dream? You saw people who didn't believe in you get blessed by you because they learned how to do what? Get out of the way. Oh my God. Okay, I'm done. I'm done, y'all. I'm done. Because here's what's important. It's not just your dream, and it's not just your actions, it's your faith unlocking your dream. Oh God, you can have a dream and you can have the right actions, but if you don't have the right mindset, you got to believe in it and believe in yourself like you've never believed in anything before. You got to let your faith, you got to stand in the midst of what is happening and believe that this shall come to pass. You ever got to a point in your life when you stood in the face of the manifestation of your dream and said, this will happen for me today, that I'm not going to let this thing go, I'm not going to give up? But that's what the song says. You got to start declaring and decreeing some things, that this day, this moment, this season belongs to me. She made her way through, and if she had made her way through, that wouldn't have been enough. She let her faith then activate her intention. Remember that verse 28? If I could, give me the King James Version. If I can but touch the hem of his garment. She didn't say I might get better. She said I shall. Oh God, be healed. She said, if I could just, she believed it. She said, watch this. She didn't even require Jesus to look her way or do anything. She said, if I could just touch the hem. Somehow she believed. She had faith enough to believe that if she could extend herself and get close enough to the source, that she would be healed. Now look what happens. I'm done, y'all. Y'all know the rest of the story. She gets close enough and she touches the hem, and all of a sudden the blood stopped flowing, and what was an issue was no longer an issue. You ever had faith enough until you became issue-less? Oh God, you had faith for the erasure of the thing that you thought was crippling you. She extended and touched, and I love what happens. I'm done, y'all. Jesus turns around and says, wait a minute. Who touched me? And the disciples, you know, Jesus, you see all these people around here? Everybody bumping into you. Yeah, people bumping into me. But ain't that touch I felt. It's one thing for people to touch you. It's another thing when faith holds you. Oh, God. It was her faith that touched him. Here it is. You got to watch this, because some of y'all have faith, but you waiting for something to happen. You ever had enough faith to make things happen? Oh, God. She touched him. Here. Jesus wasn't even planning on doing this. But when she touched him, it caused something to be released, and it activated power in him that then left him and went to heal her. Jesus said, He said, I felt power leave me. Oh, God. That woman's faith activated the power of God in Jesus. Watch this. And she never got permission. Oh, gosh, you missed that. It just had to happen because her faith made it so. I'm trying to help somebody here today. You trying to figure out why some things ain't moving yet? Let your faith go to work and start making some things happen. Look at somebody and tell them, neighbor, I'm tired of talking about this dream. That this is my season to let my faith go to work. I'm going to stand here and I'm going to wait until my change comes. I'm going to declare and decree what shall come to pass. Can I tell you? You don't have to have all the resources when you're connected to the source. And that connection is activated by your faith. Your faith unlocks your dreams. But don't think you have no work to do. You got to clarify and visualize. That's the first thing. You can't want it to be if you can't see first. Clarify and see yourself. You got to see yourself walking into that place. You got to see yourself sitting behind that desk. You got to see yourself moving in your gift. Because God didn't gift you to just sit still. You got to see it. What is that dream? And here's the thing. See, you got the gifts, you got the talent. And you may be doing things connected to the gift and the talent, but where do you see yourself? You got to see it. Don't tell me you want it, but don't see yourself in it. You don't see yourself moving in those spaces, operating this way. Because what you are doing is mentally preparing for that moment. And then here's the next thing. Once you see yourself, make sure that your actions are in alignment with your intentions. In other words, make sure that what you do is connected to what you see. See yourself in the space and then work backwards to build the action plan to bring you back. And if you're a believer, here's the last piece. Let your faith unlock the dream. You gotta believe it, beloved. Don't see it. Don't get ready for it and not believe in it. That's where your faith comes in. Because I'm gonna tell you, it's painful to keep on seeing the same dream but not working towards it. What are you doing? Make a plan instead of making excuses. Don't just talk about what challenge you to face, because when the dream hit you, the dream didn't think about challenges, you did. The dream didn't think about obstacles, you did. That's when you got to remind yourself to push through, because here it is. You saw the dream, you see it, and what happens oftentimes, it's not external opposition, it's internal doubt. Internal doubt. And you sitting back having a pity party instead of a celebration party. Well, this is not working. Well, you know, this didn't work. Well, you know, I tried this way and it didn't happen. And well, then these people said I couldn't do it in that. No. You know how many people achieve greatness in the face of great opposition? But can I tell you, great people always face great opposition from mediocre minds. Always. So expect that to happen. But you don't give up on you. Can I tell you something? I learned to bet on myself 100% of the time. Come on, everybody who's able, stand on your feet today. Everybody who's able. Yeah, you play that song in the background, Manifest, because somebody needs to be reminded today. You can manifest the dream. And can I tell you, there's some of us who've seen our dreams come to pass. There's a danger there too. Because dreams achieved and successful can actually cause you to stop dreaming. Don't think that where you landed, my God, this was my dream. Don't let it stop there. If you saw one dream come to pass, don't shut down your imagination. Don't turn off your imagination. Keep on dreaming. Keep on moving in the direction of the new dreams. I'm in that season right now personally of reassessing what my dreams look like. I've seen dreams come to pass, and I've seen things come to pass that were God's dream for me. And sometimes when you experience those God size fulfillment and manifestations. You sit back and you say, Lord God, thank you. You bask in the glory of that dream fulfilled, and you become content and you stop dreaming. But I'm just foolish enough to believe this. If God did it one time, can I push it? And if God helped me do it one time, I think it demands a repeat performance. If you're here today and you're between your dream and its manifestation, I want you to raise your hands. I want to see where you are. Good, good. Keep your hands up for a second, because I want to see you between the dream and a manifestation. So here it is now. Here it is. And keep the hands up. You've seen yourself. You've seen it. Right? I mean, seen it. And not only seen it, you started pointing and putting it together in your mind. This is what it's going to be like. That's the key. Now, here's what I need you to do or continue to do. Make sure that your actions and your behavior is in alignment with that dream. And expect opposition. Expect opposition. Now, some of y'all up here got your hands up and you think, oh God, Pastor, forgot. No, I didn't. Because if you can't hold your hand up for 5 minutes, this is for your dream. 12 years she bled, but she believed. Her belief didn't go anywhere. Come on, let's pray. You can put them down. Put those hands. Let's pray. But here's what I want you to do. Instead of their hand up, put your hands out open. That says that you're ready to receive today. Serena already had you put your words out, but it's one thing to put them out in the universe. You got to be ready to receive what you put out. And right now, just think of what you want to receive. Not what you want to dream, because I know you got them. What do you want to receive on the way to your manifestation today? Declare it to yourself in your spirit right now. And realize this, that everything you want to receive or that you may need, you can't always name. That's why this posture says, I'm open, God, to whatever path you put me on to fulfill this dream, even if it seems unorthodox, even if it seems uncomfortable. God, if this is the way you're leading me in this season, I'm open. God, we bless your name today. We thank you, God, because you reminded us today, oh God, that our dreams are always reachable. That sometimes, like this woman with the issue of blood, oh God, we have to resolve that we want to move in the direction of our dream. We got to be willing to face opposition and obstacles and never let go of the dream. And then, oh God, she reminds us that every now and again, you got to be willing to stretch and extend yourself in the direction of the source, oh God. God, you've shown us the way today. And now, oh God, we want to manifest. God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because God, we know you can do your part. We have to do our part, oh God. We got to participate in the manifestation. We got to activate our faith and galvanize ourselves and make sure our actions and our behavior is in alignment with the dream and vision we have for our lives, oh God. And then, oh God, when we see it come to pass, we won't stop dreaming. We won't stop dreaming. We thank you, God. We honor you, Lord. And it's in your name we pray. And we say amen. Amen. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Give somebody a hug if you can.